This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livas. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton warned Venezuela's attorney general there may be serious consequences after the prosecutor asked the country's Supreme Court to keep opposition leader Juan Guaido from leaving the country. Attorney General Tarek William Saab also asked the court to block Guaido's financial accounts as he launched a criminal investigation into his activities against President Nicolas Maduro's socialist government. Saab said the probe is linked to unrest that came after Guaido declared himself the country's legitimate president last week. On Monday, Washington imposed sanctions on PDVSA, Venezuela's government-owned oil company. The U.S. has condemned the 2018 election in which Maduro won another term. A notepad carried by Bolton has the Pentagon facing questions about whether American troops will go to South America. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
At a White House news conference yesterday, Bolton was holding a yellow pad with the words 5,000 troops to Colombia. Here at the Pentagon.
I didn't bring a notepad today.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan tried to laugh off a question about whether U.S. troops will indeed go to Colombia or elsewhere in the region amid political upheaval in neighboring Venezuela.
I haven't discussed that with Secretary Bolton.
Reporters here asked if he had other talks or could rule it out.
I'm not commenting on it.
Asked about Bolton's note, the White House said simply, all options are on the table. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Beijing demanded Tuesday that Washington back off what it called an unreasonable crackdown on the maker of smartphones and telecom gear. This follows U.S. criminal charges on Monday against Chinese electronics giant Huawei and several of its officials for allegedly stealing technology secrets and violating Iran sanctions. That followed the detention in Canada of a top company official who's now awaiting possible extradition to the U.S. Huawei has denied any wrongdoing. This is VOA News.